today, as we come into practice, we'll do a few mindful movements. So as you're able, if you can stand in your space and ground yourself, feeling the feet at the floor, perhaps hip width apart, bringing interest, a friendly interest, into the sensations of body. Let's ground down into the feet, feeling the sensations there. And give yourself a little bit of an upward sweep to be aware of where you may be holding, where there may be tightness, where you may need a little stretch or movement. And then, as best you can, mindfully engage with that in the next few moments. What do you need in terms of movement, in terms of stretch, in terms of becoming embodied? And as you engage with a stretch, really notice the effects. Can you feel a little more deeply? Is there a little bit of release of tension? Is there a pointing to another place in the body that needs attention with movement or stretch? Common areas where we have difficulty are through the neck and shoulders. Also down the length of the back. You might care to join me in a few neck rolls, bringing chin to chest, and a few little side-to-side rotations, gradually bringing an ear to a shoulder, and as you're ready, holding it there. You may find it helpful to have your hands behind your back and gently pull on the opposite wrist. And breathing. And as you're ready, gently releasing that, a few more of those little semicircles, as you gradually bring the other ear to the other shoulder, and perhaps clasp the opposite wrist for a little bit of traction. Being very, very careful with your neck and breathing. Gently releasing that as you're ready. Engage in a few more of those semicircles so that the neck doesn't get tight. And then chin back to center. Slowly raise your chin back up to neutral. Notice the effects. Let's now do a few shoulder rolls. Very simple. Raising the shoulders up and forward. Let's go forward first. Breathing with it up, forward and down, and then back again. Taking the full rotation of the shoulders. One more time. And then the other direction, up, back, and down. Breathing with it. And one more time. Letting the shoulders come back, down, gently lifting the chest as the shoulder blades flatten to the back, the arms dangle. And we have a little bit of a pelvic tilt here as we stand so that the knees have a bit of flexion. Feel into that. Having eyes open, perhaps looking outwards for a view. So another region in the body that gets stiff and tight, especially with computers and so forth, is along the sides of the body. So with feet a little wider apart, let's just swing our arms from side to side. Perhaps a little exhale at the end of the swing, such as ha, 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 ha. Slowing that down as we start to come back to the center. Taking care of any dizziness, being careful there. All right. And then let's place our feet again back to hip width apart. That little bend in the knees, the pelvic tilt, the shoulders rolled back and down. Head neutral, forward. Let's now stretch up along the sides of the body. And so, breathing in, raising an arm all the way up. Palm turns inward. Stretching all the way up along the side of the body. It's a vertical stretch. We're not bent to one side. You might care to, if you feel stable, to raise the opposite heel. If you feel safe, you might look up at the hand or keep your head neutral. Neutral's fine. Both knees should have a little bend in them. And you should really feel the stretch along the side. Breathing. And then inhaling the arm downward slowly. Right heel comes down as well. Ah, enjoying that. Noticing effects of it. And on an inhale, let's do the other side. Breathing in. Raising that arm upwards. Palm going inwards. Stretching all the way up, raising the opposite heel, if you're steady enough. Eyes are open. And on an inhale, then exhaling the arm downwards and the foot downwards. And again, noticing how that feels. Roll your shoulders up, back and down. They tend to flop forwards again and again and again in our culture, especially with computers. And the older we get. And standing and breathing. As you know, this is a mountain pose. That image may help you. Let's do one last stretch before we come back to the mountain pose. Let's inhale the arms all the way up, palms facing each other. And as you're able, bending at the waist for a flat back, a tabletop, and if you're sitting, you could also do this. Stretching the arms outwards, make sure the knees are still bent. And if you care to, from there, you may go down to your toes or head downwards into a forward bend. Working within your limits, the important thing is the mindfulness, the open heart to your experience. When you come up out of this pose, take your time, as if one vertebra at a time, letting your head and neck come up last. And when you come up, again, roll those shoulders up, back, and down, so that you come once again into the mountain pose. So feet are hip width apart, knees are a little bent. You can do this sitting too. And the chest is lifted with the shoulder blades flat to the back, the eyes straight out, head balanced. And breathing. And really let it register for yourself any benefits from doing these stretches. And before we go into the sitting, seeing if there's any other stretch your body is asking of you and engage that. And consider if you might stand for the practice in mountain pose. So either sit or stand, but first see what stretch you might need before we go on. Finishing off your last stretch and either sitting or standing for this part of the practice. In whatever posture you've chosen, letting the eyes go soft and downwards. If you're standing, your eyes should be open a wee bit for safety. but they can be still. Keeping that friendly interest alive, the curiosity, the kindness. Allow yourself to have some nice full breaths, breathing in fully and slowly exhaling, feeling the exhale all through the body, the dropping, the releasing. And again, and slowly, slowly releasing that. And one more time, breathing in fully. And releasing, relaxing, letting go. And then letting the breathing settle, be just as it is. And letting your attention rest on the breathing, letting it be your anchor here in the present moment. Cultivating interest in breathing as a way to settle ourselves, create some stability of our awareness. Perhaps noticing beginnings and endings of the in-breath. Perhaps noticing for a while beginnings and endings of the out-breath. Noticing now perhaps the little spaces at each end, at the end of the in-breath, at the end of the out-breath, little spaces between the two. That little moment that's neither a beginning nor an ending, but a space between. letting all the other experiences just come and go for now around the breathing. We needn't judge them, we needn't push them away. Just gently let them be and feel breathing. And in the last few minutes of our practice, really notice any benefits to yourself from the practice. Is there perhaps a little bit of calm, serenity? Doesn't have to be a lot to be worthy. Knowing that whatever has ensued with the practice is beneficial, even if we've been restless and irritated the entire time, we've nonetheless practiced and we've known this. We've been aware. And this can help us coming out of practice into our daily lives, within ourselves and one another.